What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Cabinet authorised the Panama Maritime Authority, the AMP, to sign an addendum, number one, to the contract between the state and the company Panama Colon Container Port, PCCP. This for the development, construction, operation, administration and management of a container and general cargo terminal on Isla Margarita in the province of Colon. This concession contract was awarded in 2013 to the company Panama Colon Container Port, but in June of 2021, the General Directorate of Ports and Auxiliary Maritime Industries of the AMP decided to start a process of cancelling the contract due to non-compliance. At that time, the AMP argued that the decision to cancel the agreement was made after an audit of the contract carried out by the Comptroller General of the Republic and as part of a review of all port concessions. Subsequently, the AMP announced the signing of an agreement with the companies Nortark Management Group and the shipping line Mediterranean Shipping Company, MSC, reached after several months of negotiation so that they could continue the development of the project. In accordance with Cabinet Resolution 113 of October 11th of this year, the Minister of the Presidency is authorised to present to the National Assembly the bill related to Addendum No. 1 of the PCCP contract, approved by Law 43 of 2013. Once said addendum is endorsed by the Comptroller General of Panama, it is indicated that this addendum was approved in all its parts by the Board of Directors of the AMP. Among the changes, an investment of $1.67,200,000 is proposed for the development of the container and general cargo port. At the time of cancelling the contract, the AMP pointed out that the PCCP concessionaire promised to make an investment of $563.9 million, of which $300 million corresponded to the construction of three docks and $263 million to other port expansion projects. But there was only invested $104.2 million, which represented 16.6% of the total committed and meant 83.4% non-compliance. Well, likewise, the seabed area of 22 hectares with 2,630 square metres described in Annex 1 of the contract suffered a change of coordinates in the local of polygons. The fourth clause on cannon and rates will also be modified, since it is necessary to calculate the cannon based on the last figure resulting from the 5% annual increase. Resolve that, due to the magnitude of the investment proposed by PCCP, it is favourable that the seventh duration clause reflects a duration of 20 years, in accordance with the terms and conditions established in Addendum 1, from the promulgation of the law that approves it, with a 10-year extension subject to compliance with the obligations. Likewise, the length of the three piers will be modified from a total linear length of 1,450 metres to a length of 1,050 linear metres. The PCCP terminal would be the fourth container port located in the province of Colon. It currently operates the Port of Cristobal, the Colon Container Terminal and the Manzanillo International Terminal. Necoli, a municipality in Colombia, is the epicentre of the current migration crisis in that region, where some 10,000 people wait to enter the Darién. During a tour of the area, the Colombian ombudsman Carlos Camargo assured that the increase in the migrant and refugee population in transit to the north of the continent has made the humanitarian crisis on the border with Panama worsen. Likewise, the risks of violation of fundamental rights for these people. In response to inquiries from the Prensa, the Colombian Ombudsman's Office reported that there are an estimated 9,000 migrants in Necoli who have to wait up to 4 days to get a boat ticket to take them to Acandí, both in the route through the urban area as well as through the district of Capurgana, where they will then enter the jungle to reach Panama. This year, the migratory crisis is much more serious than the one registered in the last year. First, because of the number of people in human mobility who have passed to Panama exceeds 150,000 compared to the 134,000 migrants in all of 2021, Camargo highlighted. In the words of the defender of human rights in Colombia, the tendency of this migratory wave is to continue increasing. He also said that this population is more exposed to being used by illegal armed groups and criminal organizations. In the last 15 days, about 4,290 minors have passed through. This is a population at high risk, particularly those who travel unaccompanied, since they are exposed to additional dangers such as trafficking or commercial sexual exploitation, he said. Between January and September of 2022, a total of 303 foreigners had been deported or expelled from the country for different reasons, the National Migratory Service confirmed on Wednesday. According to the data released by the Panamanian immigration authorities, of the aforementioned about 127 people were applied the expulsion sanction and 176 the measure of deportation. Among the main causes for the application of these measures are for entering the country irregularly, convictions for intentional crime and having served the respective sentence, constituting a threat to collective security, evasion of checkpoints and for remaining in Panamanian territory irregularly. Migration from Panama specifies that within the deportations, 55 were applied to citizens born in Nicaragua, 37 to natives of Colombia and 18 from Venezuela. As for the expulsions, it is battling out between Colombia, there were 64, while from Venezuela and Nicaragua, 11 each. The National Immigration Service informs that a foreign citizen who has been deported will not be able to enter the country for a period of 5 to 10 years, counted from the date of execution of his deportation. It is highlighted in a statement from the National Service of Migration. Likewise, it is also highlighted that once this period has expired, the citizen may request the General Directorate of the institution to lift the measure preventing entry into the country, which will be evaluated for approval or disapproval. In addition, the authorities reiterate that a sanction will be extended indefinitely in cases in which the foreigner evades the measure and remains clandestinely in the country or re-enters without authorization. The Superior Court of Appeals for the First Judicial District of Panama changed the measure from provisional detention to house arrest for a person who is being investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of fraud in a case related to plastic surgery. Last week, the Fifth Section of Crimes Against Patrimony in charge of the prosecutor, Nathaniel Murgas, confirmed that it is investigating a woman named Jocelyn Santos for the alleged commission of the crime of fraud against 21 people, mostly women, who gave her money to pay for plastic surgeries in Colombia that were not performed. Last Tuesday, October the 4th, the prosecutor, Murgas, charged her with the alleged commission of the crime of fraud and managed to get a guarantee judge to order her preventative detention. The measure was changed by the Superior Court in a hearing held on Tuesday. According to the prosecutor's line of investigation, the woman was in charge of interviewing the patients and defining the aesthetics service that they require. Eduardo Pino of Santos's defense said that she is another victim, which he will discuss in the court. The judiciary body reported that the court was made up of judges Mauricio Marin, President Miriam Hein, and Fernando Alonso. Likewise, it is detailed that the magistrates of the Superior Court of Appeals, after listening to the parties, considered the principle of legality and proportionality that governs the moment of imposing the precautionary measure, taking into account that the crime charged has a minimum sentence of 1 to 4 years in prison, and Article 237 for the imposition of provisional detention requiring a minimum of 4 years in prison. The Ministry of Health, through the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs, confirmed on Wednesday that 3,819 illicit products were detected in September. The information was released at a press conference by the health authorities as part of the campaign against illegal drugs organized by the Interinstitutional Executive Committee for the Prevention, Prosecution and Detection of Substandard and or Allegedly Counterfeit or Illicit Pharmaceutical Products. It was reported that various inspections were carried out on establishments that handle these products in various regions of the country. Likewise, these actions are aimed at detecting medicines without sanitary registration for Panama and that are ready for sale to the public, Drugs of dubious origin were also located where the owner of the premises did not demonstrate that they had been properly acquired. The Ministry of Health statement, it is highlighted that these operations were carried out in the provinces of Panama, Veraguas, Chiriquí and Colón. We also follow up on what is happening at the international level. Counterfeit or low-standard products may contain chemicals that can go against the individual who ingests them, said the Deputy Minister of Health, Yvette Berrio. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of those things in the local news applicable to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.